MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 17, 2025. The origins of the Gloucester Market basket fires over the weekend are considered suspicious, and Salem is considering testing for bird flu in wastewater. Rain, mid-50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 2:13 p.m. Ethan Formans reporting in the Gloucester Times, the market basket at 101 Gloucester Crossing Road was able to reopen Saturday morning after two fires broke out simultaneously on Friday evening. No injuries were reported to customers, employees, or firefighters, according to Fire Chief Eric Smith, who said the fires deemed suspicious and are under investigation. The store opened Saturday morning after passing multiple inspections by the health and building departments, and the store was thoroughly cleaned and disinfected over Friday night into Saturday. Any impacted food and packaging were discarded. Michael McHugh reports in today's Salem News. Salem City Councilors will consider spending $25,000 in city funds to begin conducting wastewater surveillance for H5N1 avian bird flu in partnership with the South Essex Sewerage District, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and wastewater analytics company Biobot Analytics, Inc. The city has been conducting water testing to monitor levels of the COVID-19 virus in the community since April 2021. It does not spend any funds on COVID wastewater testing, as that is covered by the state DPH. But avian flu testing would be at the city's expense, with $25,000 covering the full year of surveillance. As of March 13, there were zero confirmed human cases of bird flu. But in January, Mass Department of Health released reports of suspected cases of avian flu causing deaths of both wild and domestic birds in several Massachusetts communities. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Zach Laird reports on itemlive.com. A joint meeting will be held between the town of Swampscott and the city of Lynn to give updates regarding the ongoing efforts to make Kings Beach safe for public recreation. The meeting will be Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. at Memorial Auditorium in Lynn City Hall. Aside from Mayor Jared Nicholson of Lynn and Swampscott's interim town administrator and director of the Department of Public Works, Gino Cresta, other speakers include representatives of the Lynn Water and Sewer Commission, engineering consultants, the state and federal delegation, Department of Conservation and Recreation, Department of Environmental Protection, and Save the Harbor, Save the Bay. There will be an opportunity for attendees to ask questions. During the meeting, speakers will cover the illicit discharge detection and elimination program with the goal of eliminating illicit connections or flows into the stormwater system to reduce contamination in Stacy Brook, which subsequently flows into Kings Beach. And Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times, members of the Gloucester Firefighters Local 762 and Mayor Greg Verga signed a memorandum of agreement between the city and the Firefighters Union for a new 3-year contract during a ceremony in the mayor's City Hall office last Wednesday. The Firefighters Union president, Mike Mitchell, said the 3-year deal, which goes into effect July 1, 2025 and runs through June 30, 2028, contains wage increases of 2.75% in the first year, 3% in the second, and 3% in the third. In sports, the North Shore went 3-for-3 over the weekend in state championship games. Yesterday, the Winthrop boys hockey team captured the D4 state title with a 3-0 win over Dedham at the TD Garden. This was the first state title for the Vikings since 1976. On Saturday, the Georgetown boys basketball team won the Division 4 title with a 61-54 win over Monument Mountain at the Songa Center. This was the first ever state title for the Royals. And on Friday, the St. Mary's girls basketball team captured the Division III state title as it took down Norwell 46-38. For the Spartans, this was their third title in the past 4 years. Bruins and Celtics both off on Sunday. Bruins host the Sabres tonight, and the Celtics return to action tomorrow night as they host the Nets. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.